from Tegan and Sarah. I know I did and loved talking to her. You heard at the top of that set, what was it, Talib Kweli and High Tech, who are Reflections Eternal with their song Ballad of the Black Gold from their new album Revolutions Per Minute. And then we just heard the famous Roots with their song Dear God 2.0 from their new album, How I Got Over. Well, I hope you all enjoy your week, and I will see you next week without Christian, unfortunately. And now we have Exquisite Corpse with Bleak. So have a good week, guys, and I'll see you next week, or I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out of print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr.
Okay, yeah, we're in the studio this week. Believe it or not, here I am. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. I am your host, DJ Bleak, in with you for an hour and a half of experimental sound collage, and this week in particular, field recordings. In sort of a field recording documentary style. I was gone the last couple weeks previously, and was down in Washington State at my wonderful mother's house, and she allowed me to build a something that's been kind of a dream of mine for a long time. For some reason, I've been wanting to build a treehouse that I can enjoy myself and that other people, including the kids in my life, can go down and see and have fun, and if they so choose. And so that's what we're going to present to you tonight, the documentary on building of a treehouse in Fort Orchard, Washington. So stay tuned for that. That should be, I don't know, I hope it's a lot of fun. I hope you get something out of it, because sure was interesting for me. I should. I have an ad to play, and I'm having trouble finding it. A little inside baseball for you. So I think I'm going to try and look for that, and then we'll be right back with the documentary coming up. So stay tuned, kids.
LiveVan.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers. Featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. Yeah. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m., third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
I see you there!
And that sounds like fun, eh? All right, Building a Treehouse, our feature documentary presentation. Ego type feature this evening. I don't know, I'm a loss for words. Just listen. Okay. Being built. It's really big and heavy, so I guess I'm gonna have to take it up there in sections. Anyway.
All right, Kerry Lewis, what are you doing? So, what are we gonna do about that? Do you think more bodies and some additional ladders might be helpful?
Possibly. Now.
Do that again. Let's do it for the flip. He wants to get it all the way up there. Look up. Look. Onk way up.
Now it's time to get after it. It's Monday. Let's go.
Oh,
hello. Hi. No swearing on the radio. Just a second. I hear. I just want to turn off Ed for a minute.
Great job of negotiating with himself.
How you doing?
What?
How you doing?
Okay. I gotta say, I'm a bit anxious, a bit nervous, but it's all, no reason why I should fall here.
Polly's anxious and nervous too, don't worry, it's all good. That's up very high up here.
Yeah.
I'll give everybody a perspective on that. And turning around, there's the ground, and up the tree, and there's my husband. Are you getting a sense of what it's going to be like up there?
I am all of a sudden, yeah.
Nice, in a good way?
Pretty cool.
Does it feel too tall?
Yeah.
Once again, at neurosurgical height.
That's right.
Well, there's snacks down here for you. All right.
like...
Here we are. Okay, this is the platform. Look at it. It's done.
It's all done. Woo! Except that board at the very end over there.
Well, yeah, we're going to go in the end.
Those aren't thick, big enough nails, are they? What are you doing? They're not long enough nails.
Towards the other side,
they're not, are they?
What about screwing?
Yeah, I get a screw in if I, because I got the heads in my.
You need a better screwdriver. That one just, I don't know why.
Oh, I'm still.
I don't think so.
Under this board? Screwdriver.
Hey. Sneaky.
Okay. Oh, you suck.
I know, it's terribly wimpy. I don't know. Carrie was saying it just doesn't seem to work much at all.
Continuing on our treehouse project, I've been working on this treehouse down at my mom's place in Washington State. A little place called Port Orchard, Washington. I think we talked about that already. We got quite a bit of it done in just a couple days. Got the whole platform built. Now, Monday was the day we were supposed to end up coming down here, but we came down here on Saturday. Because I worked on Friday, which I wasn't going to, but I decided to, and then traded that for having Monday off. So we came down over the weekend. Anyway, long story. But there it is. You people that are getting this on video somehow, I'll have to figure that out, how that's going to work. But there's the platform. I got a few... A little bit of glare there. I got a few pieces of plywood up there so I could walk on. But if you could see the basic platform. See, there you've got that board, the big board up there that goes across. Big beam that is supporting everything. There is the, what is that, 2x10 piece of board. And it's got 2x6s coming down to meet at the center of the tree. They're at a 45 degree angle, which go down and sort of bolt into the tree. And then it's bolted with a big, it's an eight inch lag screw. I think that's the word I'm looking for. And it's a 3/4 inch round screw, which goes into the tree in two places, down here and then up there. What happens is the tree will take those areas that it's drilled into, and it will isolate them, and then grow around. So any injuries that happen to a tree, it's able to compensate for, and isolate those areas, block them off, and then keep growing.
Now, this is an extremely heavy structure in any realm. I mean, look at that. It's 12 feet across, 12 feet from tree to tree. That's the length of the board. It's more like 9 feet from support to support. But 12 feet is the beams that go across. Now, what happens is it's going to be mostly attached to the bigger of the trees. Like the platform's got to be more attached permanently to that tree. What happens on the other tree is that the rest of the treehouse will basically just rest on the support beams there. And there will be metal plates on the support, the main support beam, that the platform will be able to ride around on when it gets windy. So it'll be able to do some shifting, because when it gets windy, the trees can blow around and create a massive amount of pressure, which would break apart your treehouse in a matter of seconds without any trouble at all. That's how strong they are. So we've over the months I've designed it so that it would be able to withstand that sort of pressure and be able to ride around. I don't know if you're understanding that, but it'll be able to ride, shift back and forth. The platform will be able to shift back and forth, and the tree will be able to move wherever it's going to move. Oh, the platform is 16 feet. So from the bottom of the trees up to where we're going to be standing on the platform is 16 feet in the air. It's higher than I thought. Higher than I thought it was going to be. I was thinking, it's maybe 12 feet up there, which is pretty high. But 16, even higher. Originally, I built the whole platform. Part that sits on the supports. I built the whole platform in the garage and thought, I don't know why I thought this, I thought I would just be able to hoist it up with a pulley and then sort of shift it, hoist it up and then, in other words, it was too heavy. Way too heavy. So what I had to do, what was going to be the safer thing to do, was to take it all apart. Take the platform apart, bring the beams up there individually, and then put it together up in the air. So I had to go up there and be a monkey and screw the platform back together from all the many pieces it was. Now you can see that there's 8 2x4s going across the 2x6s of the platform on either side. And so that's a lot of screwing, and then on the center there, you got the center part. I don't know how many are there. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 2x4s in there. There's going to be some on the ends when I'm finished. So anyway, there's still a lot of stuff to come. And I'm tired. I'm very tired. My back hurts, and I got scratches all up and down my legs from sticker bushes and other things. This was bleeding really badly a while ago, and you can see all the little scratches and dings I got from different things. Anyway, and there's a nice scratch there. Okay. So, I don't know, what else can I tell you? I got to do some editing on this for the podcast so people will be able to hear the progress. But basically, we have a platform. And the platform, I guess it's got to be, you got to be, what's up there? You got to be able to move around. It's going to be about 9 by 10 feet of indoor sort of, playing area where you can walk around. I figure the part next to the bigger tree, which is this one, will have most of the housing. So it'll have like the indoor space and a slanted roof. Then on about maybe 4 feet, maybe 3 or 4 feet on the other side by the smaller tree, which is over here. You'll have some decking. You'll be able to walk around. There'll be a rail. And what do you call those? Little picket sort of fence thing. Well, not a picket, but what do you call it? Anyway, so a railing. You'll be able to. Anyway, I got to build a rope ladder. I'm thinking that if we go close here. Oh, there's the sun. See a little hole right there, right in the middle? I figure that's where the ladder is going up. I think maybe we'll put the trap door right there. We'll bring the ladder up through there, so you'll be climbing in to the inside of the structure when it's built. The walls have to go up. Maybe tomorrow I might take a break, because wow, am I tired. This was extremely difficult and heavy work. And I'm going to be sore for some time. I'm not as young as I used to be. But I think I'm doing an incredible job of climbing around and lifting stuff up and this and that for a 46-year-old person with asthma and allergies and all the rest of the stuff I deal with all the time. But I'm doing okay. You can hear me. Maybe I sound a little stuffed up. That's the allergies. But I'm doing pretty well. I take a Reactin every night.
And his medical regime around this.
Well, I was talking about how well I'm doing, I think, for a 46-year-old.
Well, I know, but you're a young 46, young and stuff.
Anyway, what would you like to, can you interview me a little bit? Because I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
This is for podcast purpose, probably.
Okay, so.
What do you think?
What do I think?
How does it look to you?
I'm amazed and thrilled, and I think it's fantastic. And I also, we got this. Hi, smile.
I was trying to explain how it's on the small side of the smaller tree.
Oh, okay.
How it's going to be, that tree's going to be able to do as much shifting and stuff. They're both going to be doing a bit of
shifting,
moving around when the wind blows.
But it's going to be attached over
it's
here.
It's going to be attached more to the big tree.
Yeah.
And as the big tree blows around a little bit and the small tree blows around a little bit, they'll both be able to move independently because on the smaller tree will have metal things, it's got to be able to just sort of slide on and
so that's all
breaking up the treehouse.
That's all fine and good, but how do you feel about the whole thing, Carrie?
I was feeling a lot of sort of kind of doubt and trepidation and whatever last night, thinking how in the heck am I going to get that platform up in those trees.
And, you know, as it turned out, I mean, it was a lot of work, and gosh, it's good that you're a monkey, but you did some good sort of thinking on the fly there.
So I said I had to take it all apart, put it back together up there. So it was a lot of sort of climbing around and
But David was a lot of help.
And then my nephew David came out. And
props to Dave.
It was good to see him. We're going to see him for dinner a little later.
Good. I think we need to now go to Home Despot.
Gotta go to Home Depot, and look at some
decking. Do we know the dimensions of this kind, sir?
Well, it's
my good man.
It's gonna be about 9 by 10.
Oh, okay.
I figure what it is right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I should go up there and measure it for certain.
Well, no, if you have approximate, that's good. You need to keep down off of there for a little while.
Yeah.
And we should go, because we have to meet them in an hour, so.
But anyway, what else?
I think that's it.
What are the questions you think need to be asked at this point?
I think the questions that need to be asked. Oh, here's the thing. Do the nails or screw the decking in? Because, you know, Herb, the neighbor guy, thinks you should screw them in. He also thought pressure-treated plywood, too, which I thought, but...
Really?
Well, because he thought if it was
plywood?
All covered... Yeah, well, and I've totally come around to what your way of thinking, which is...
Yeah.
Which is decking, because I think...
It'll be able to breathe.
It'll be able to breathe, and the whole... I think it's all good if it can breathe. That would be, I think, a much smarter thing.
It might be more expensive in the end, but...
Yeah, you know, Carrie, at this point...
It's got to be expensive as it is.
It's expensive. Hey, dear listener, you also have to think about what I might be able to purchase, get, enjoy.
Yeah.
that would be of a similar value.
Yeah, sure, we'll think of that. Whatever.
Diamonds! I'm thinking diamonds!
I'm still gonna put maybe a beam. Well, I am eventually gonna put a beam.
From there up.
From the center of the elbows.
Elbow.
Whatever you call those things. What did they call them before?
I don't know.
We have trouble thinking. To the, up to the. To the, is that the
platform.
Up to the middle of the platform.
Yeah,
to have a little bit more support holding the thing. Because as rigid and structurally sound as it appears to be, as it seems to be, and I've been up there, I still like a little more peace in my life. Building up.
Okay.
From that.
Good. Say goodbye to your listeners, Mister, and
well,
your family.
We'll talk to you later. People checking out.
Okay, you know what? You guys go out.
Treehouse.
Go, 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 go.
I've been up and down it several times.
I was going to say, okay, it's a lot more than you did, really. You did nothing.
You can walk on the Treehouse. There it is.
You know what? How I do it? Oh, yeah. Is that cool?
Awesome. 16 feet.
Carrie was climbing on was no boards. He was climbing on just sheer foundation.
Really?
Yeah, up and around.
That's really scary.
Yeah, and I was on that rickety ladder the whole time.
Handing things up very carefully.
Yarp.
Okay, everybody, it's like day 7 on the Treehouse adventure, and a lot has happened. Okay? We take a look. Now the fourth wall has just gone up, so it's been a while since I did the last audio or video or whatever this is going to be. This will be a podcast, so if you're listening on podcast, then I guess you know that you are. Anyway, take a look at this. All right, now you can see if you're watching on whatever you're watching on, I don't know. Maybe you're looking on my Facebook page, or maybe you're checking it out on a YouTube thing I did. I have no idea what this is going to gonna be at. There's a lot of glare there from the sun. You can see I got a place for a window on the side wall. That the wall up, you can see it takes up about half the structure. The house housing part takes up about half of the deck. And the other part of it will be railing, so there'll be a deck you can walk out on. Sit there outside or go inside, and we'll climb up the ladder in a little bit here. Yeah, we'll climb up the ladder in a while, and I'll show you all the different things. But I'll try to think about the things that I want to tell you when I come back. We're about to have dinner. We're going to have a weenie roast outside here. It is, it's nearly August 1st. Could be August 1st. What is this, July 31st or August 1st? I don't know. I forget. but we're gonna have dinner. We're gonna have a weenie roast. We're getting that ready right now. Anyway, I'll be back. We'll be talking about the treehouse some more, the treehouse project. So thanks for listening.
The back door to my mind, and then I spoke. I counted all of the good things you are, and that list of charms was longer than my chain of broken hearts. When the day was done, I figured I had already lost. From the start, from the start, I was gonna love you till the end of all day time, and I was gonna keep all our secret signs and our love. I was made to believe that our love will grow old. We were gonna live in a tree house and make babies, and we were gonna bury our ex-lovers and their ghosts. Baby, we were made of gold. So many times we drank fine wine in one swallow. Late nights, we painted our walls bright yellow. And still that list of charms was longer than my chain of broken hearts. And when the day was done, from the start, I was gonna love you till the end of all daytime, and I was gonna keep all our secret signs and our love. I was made to believe that our love would hold. We were gonna live in a tree house and make babies, and we were gonna bury our ex-lovers and their ghosts.
What is that saying again?
Smoke follows beauty. I should have known.
So tell us, Carrie.
Yeah.
Building a treehouse, is it your dream come true?
Kind of is.
In what way?
Well, I always hoped that it could happen somehow, and it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. Then you suggested that we could do it at Mom's place, and that
she has no willpower to say no.
The bells ring. She's okay with it, so that's good.
Smoke is following beauty again.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're not even here.
I just think how, I keep thinking about how heavy things are up there.
I have to talk loud.
I keep thinking about how heavy everything is, and I keep thinking,
it's almost
tempting things to, every time I put something new up there, almost tempting it to give way. Everything come
really?
Crashing down. Well, yeah. It's a lot of weight up there. But there's, it's got a pretty solid support system and platform. So, it's a treehouse. What are you gonna do?
basement.
Yeah?
Because it's not very kid-friendly, that's the problem.
And then you climb up to the basement, which is just a few boards across, and then you climb up to the top. The basement would just be boards going from tree to tree with a little sport.
Basement? Boards going tree to tree?
Just going from tree to tree.
In the basement of your treehouse.
Or even up on stilts.
Are you building that? Because I'm tired of buying cedar, I gotta say.
On Famous for 15 People podcast. I don't know. I'm up in the treehouse now. And I just pulled up on the pulley a bunch more of these thin cedar sidings that I'm building the walls with. And we're going to keep building. We got the fourth wall up here. And we're going to be stapling that. And every time I bring more weight up onto this thing, it's like I feel like I'm daring it to crumble and kill me. And, I feel like any time now, all the laws of physics are going to kick in and everything's going to snap and break and then I'm going to be killed. And I've been having weird premonitions of me dying for a couple months here. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's just what comes with age. I don't know. But this could be the way that I go out. That's what I'm thinking. It could happen. So what do I got to do here? Let me see. I got to get the saw going, and I got to cut all these down, these boards down to 56 inches, which goes to the edge of the door, and then into the corner of the wall. I'm having some beers. I'm having some Pike Kilt Lifter, which makes me very happy. It's my drug of choice, basically, besides the caffeine. That's about how as dirty as I live. And, I don't have a drinking problem that does run in my family. It's not an issue for me. And I'm not just telling myself that, I can go weeks without drinking anything and not think anything of it. So don't worry. I'm moving some boards around here. Now I should move the camera around for people who might be watching this on YouTube or whatever it is I might be posting this on. Okay, here we go. Here's where a window is going. A 2x2 just fell over. There's where a window is going off the side. And here's where a window is already at. This is an antique window. If you look at the glass, you can see the ripples and the bubbles in this glass, which is pretty neat, I think. And here's sort of the inside of the treehouse. That's an 8-foot wall on that end. And it goes down to 6 feet on this end. And then the door here is a 6-foot door. I'm about 6'2", maybe 6'2.5". So I might have to duck a little to get through the door, which is okay. It's a treehouse, what are you going to do? It's supposed to be a kid thing. In my case, it's kind of a midlife crisis thing, All right. So here we are. Now, I don't know how much I told you about this already. I put up another support beam going from the tree up to around the center of the treehouse. And I'm going to put another one on the other side of the tree up into the center of the treehouse again for a little bit more support. Every time I put more weight on here, I think I'm just tempting this thing to fall and kill me. That's all I'm doing. So I got to put some more supports up, and I think that's probably a good idea to keep me and everybody else from falling into the ground and then having wood fall on their heads after they land. That's kind of how I picture it happening. Okay, so maybe I'll get started on some work here, and then I'll come back and tell you some more, okay? Shadows. Talk about it.
What's the best thing about your treehouse, Kerry?
I kind of like the pulley. Something as simple as that really makes me happy.
Maybe you could have saved a lot of money by just putting a pulley up in a tree.
I guess so, yes. I don't know. I really like that, though. The pulley thing. What do you think, Mom? It's your property.
A lot of time. Well, it's a beautiful house. It's really, really high.
Yeah.
I like it to be there, though. It's kind of fun.
What if we got a nice ladder?
Yeah, I kind of worry about
a nice sort of wood ladder with a good lean on it going all the way up.
Yeah, good lean. Or going one way and then up the other way.
Something that's kind of safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here having hot dogs.
Yeah, really good.
Got a weenie roast out here. And it's beautiful
on
the Kitsap Peninsula.
Hey, I have not heard any of your special bird. It's been
I haven't heard bird.
Yeah, my Swainson's thrush bird. I haven't heard much of it. Well, that's because I'm doing it for broadcast.
I didn't think you needed
podcast.
I thought it was sensitive. Like you.
What it is, but you gotta enunciate, otherwise I'll be, I'll have
wah, enough. Wah, 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 wah.
The levels, everybody's gotta be down here, I'm gonna be up here.
We'll enunciate.
I thought that was your job.
It's not my job to enunciate, it's my job to teach other people to enunciate.
Really?
What do you think, Mom?
About what? Enunciating or treehouse?
Sure, the treehouse.
I love the treehouse. I think it's a great idea.
You think it's kind of crazy? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, so. I think it's kind of fun.
As far as midlife crises go.
It's kind of benign that way.
It is a bit benign. I said not entirely benign. We have been, making daily...
It's expensive.
$200 visits to...
Home Depot and
Lowe's.
Yeah.
Let alone the phone bill or the food bill for your mother-in-law.
Hey, oh, man, we bought a whole bunch of food.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You're having to buy food for me.
Oh, yeah.
A good time seeing some of the relatives, like last night.
Mm-hmm. Talking politics.
They're all excited about the treehouse.
The cousins.
They might come over and you guys have been to Lowe's or Home Depot. I've been at work.
Well, we haven't been anywhere today.
That's true.
A fourth wall is being built.
Herb, the neighbor, thinks that it's a bad idea to have plastic because I say...
How often do branches fall? You know,
he had one go through his garage roof. We had one go through our patio roof. That's why I have a skylight there.
Oh.
It's like, but you have to get all these things, like the little wavy support system and spot to screw them in and stuff.
Yeah.
You only need two of those.
You gotta put the window in up there.
Well, you have to have them on the top and the bottom and a couple in the middle. It's okay, that's not special screws, you know, on and on. It's a racket.
Goes on and on.
If you had sat down and figured this all out ahead of time, would you have still done it?
No, I don't think I would have.
Really?
Like money-wise or just...
Yeah, money-wise and the complication factor.
Yeah, but the complication factor is the fun thing.
It's become...
But you're glad you did it now.
Yeah.
See, I just think there's things that we absolutely could not have planned for. So, how on earth could you have done that?
It's just so... Oh, yeah, it's so expensive. Who knows, in a big storm, it all come toppling down.
Maybe? I don't know.
He's on, eventually.
We'll begin next year.
Yeah.
Pressure-treated lumber galore.
I have wood for my fireplace. Herb wants to come over and take those. I think he's seeing three trees in there he thinks should come down.
Oh, he likes to take down trees.
Well, that's true, he does.
He's one of those guys. He's got to have everything.
No, he's seeing three trees there. He thinks like they're all dead. I don't know.
The wild has to be manicured. There's the wild.
Manicure it.
Must tame it.
You have another one?
Herb's been a lot of help, and he's been a good resource.
Got a truck. Mostly we got his lumber. He took lumber.
Yeah. I think he's been kind of... I saw him. He came over today and looked up at the treehouse. Oh, wow. That's a good effort. That's something. Yeah.
I know.
He is fine.
What would your dad think of your treehouse, Care?
I don't know. You wouldn't know. That's the thing with Dad. You wouldn't know what he thought. It'd be sort of like... He'd sort of shake his head and walk away or something. You never know what he thought.
Hi.
I would find out.
He didn't know what do you think he would...
I think he'd think it was great. That's my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, he did the kids' playhouse.
Yeah, I mean, if he believed that I was doing it just for the kids...
No.
Which I try to tell myself I am.
And
I think he might think it was kind of might be okay.
The minute you put it 16 feet up, it became quite clear that you weren't doing it just for the kids.
Yeah. As kids, stay out of here, kids. No. I want the kids to... I want kids to really enjoy it, and I want our Canadian kids to make the effort to come down and look at it sometime.
And so your mom can be a hostess again.
Well...
No, it's all good.
I mean, I wanted to build a treehouse for Simon.
With all these people coming and everything, he's got to build me a house.
Think about Simon and the other kids.
A bigger house.
What?
Yeah, we'll bring Simon down some weekend.
Who's Simon?
It's my cousin Cindy's little guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would he come down with you?
Yeah, totally.
How old is he?
He's 8.
Oh. What'd you bring for dessert, Carrie? What happened to your fork?
I don't know. Are there any forks?
One in here you could probably use. Did you ever get to use the sauerkraut?
That's probably my fork.
It is.
You got another fork.
Yeah, I've got a bunch here. So don't worry about it.
What, yeah?
I don't think anybody uses sauerkraut. I did.
What'd you say?
I used the sauerkraut.
Oh, I did. I used it up. I used it.
Well, we got a bunch of more wood up here. So another bunch of wood up here, of course, means that I'm tempting the treehouse to crumble beneath me and kill me, like I said before. All right, I'm going to nail these. I'm going to have to saw these things and then nail them back and nail them up. And then I realized what I forgot to do down there was to turn on the saw. I have to plug the saw in so that I can use it up here. So I'm going to have to go back down and do that.
All right. Okay, I'm going to be sawing some wood now. So it's going to get noisy. This wood has to be cut at 56 inches. So that's what I'm going to do, is be cutting this wood at 56 inches. That's from the corner to the door. And so I'm going to be cutting this cedar siding stuff. And I've kind of... I kind of painted myself into a corner here. Okay. Wait a second. I gotta move some things before this happens. Got the nailer here, the pneumatic hose in the way. Got the wood sitting on top of the saw cord, which is not handy. Okay. Here we go. 56 inches. All right, 56 inches. Okay. Where is that? There it is. All right, here we go. Saw.
Every little bit, and then talk about
put it on YouTube so my parents can see it. That would be nice.
Yeah. I plan on doing that too. If you can edit these videos somehow.
I don't know. Can you edit them?
I don't know.
What? Why on earth couldn't you edit videos?
Well, maybe you can. You can pull stills out of them. I assume you can edit.
I was here all along. I was thinking you were editing these things. Anyway, we're off to the unfortunately named bar. BJ's
Bar Tacoma Mall.
Which has sadly become our little special place.
Exotic restaurant.
It has good beer and, you know, it has some average ciders for me and usually some fairly attractive wait staff.
Really?
Well, from my perspective, chaw.
Okay.
And I think we might shop at Penny's because Penny's is having a sale, Carrie. Did you know Penny's is having a sale?
No, but we can't shop at Macy's because they're having a strike.
They are having a job action kind of thing. I don't know if it's a strike exactly, but oh, hey, can we honk at those people? Kind of makes me sad because I was thinking I might get another fossil little bag.
Honk at these people?
No, not at these people. On the way to Macy's, often there is, like, the group of Macy's employees or whatever that are, you know, they have to stay well away from Macy's, of course, to get the word out. the U.S. of A. Anyway, we have to honk at them if we pass them by. To honk extra-ly much.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
I care.
You know what? I care, but how many of us really care? How many of people even know what unions do? Nobody anymore knows, you know, sees themselves as workers.
I know.
But people need to see themselves as workers and not just people who you know, step in when CEOs need protection.
Yeah.
That's what everybody does now.
Well, and you know, the other thing
it's
that...
It's like, oh, the CEO...
Who was it? Was it Randy Rhodes that was talking the other day, or Rachel Maddow that was talking about how people were saying that union people make too much? Well, how would everybody else start thinking that they make too little?
Everybody makes too little.
Oh, hey, out the window. Hi, Dick Swinney.
Because you have to compete.
Dick Swinney, right there. The columbarium. That's what
speaking
that's
of,
called.
Speaking of workers.
Speaking of workers, who never was in a union. I don't think. Was he ever in a union?
I don't know. He might have been in a trucker union or something.
I don't know if there was a trucker union, but he was in a... I wonder if when he was up north on...
Maybe in Alaska.
Alaska. Anyway, enough of our lefty politics. We're going to go have some yummy things at BJ's.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Our address was in the sky, just a roof of woven reeds, you and I, on the highest front of a very tall tree. Months and months we'd stay up high, because all the climbing takes such time, and we'd live on the blooms carried in by the excuse.
Okay, here we are walking down to the treehouse. And I'm feeling a bit sorry for myself because my bike tire is going flat again. This is the how many times?
Oh, twice.
Twice?
Well, yeah, but the other
popped
time it didn't
it before.
Go.
All right.
Oh, here. Oh, that's where Tammy might keep their trailer.
That's the trailer thing. Never mind that. Ta-da! Let's look at it from this angle. Oh, there's an ugly ladder on it. Yeah. Anyway, it's got a roof. You can see the platform, the roof, the windows, the door. We're going to climb up the ladder. Here are a lot of huckleberry bushes and salal bushes. That's a weird kind of berry that some dogs like to eat. Right. Salal, I never heard of anybody else eating them for very long. They're not poisonous, just not very good. And some ferns.
And blackberry stickers everywhere.
Anyway, let's look up again. We're using this ladder right now until we can build one. That'll probably have to be another trip. There's the door, the entrance. It's a platform now. Let me just take a look at it. You can see that it is a bit... Maybe I can't see it. It fans out a bit at that end in the middle. It allows for that tree room to move, to shift around, perhaps. Probably gave it a little bit too much room to move back and forth there. There's a big gap there. But you never know. The wind could pick up and move the trees around a bit. It's pretty much attached to this side, pretty hardcore. We have a pulley. There's the rope that goes up to the pulley. And up there, it's kind of hard to see. Okay, up the ladder. 16 feet. Which is, you know, when you say it, it just sounds like 16 feet. When you're looking at it, it's pretty high. It's, what's the word?
Your sister? Neurosurgical height.
Neurosurgical height. All right, I'm just going to step up onto the platform. Oh, my goodness. I'm tired. Okay, there's one of the windows we put in. Here's some stuff on the windowsill. Left over. Well, I'm talking into a microphone, a little microphone. Okay. I'm broadcasting. Sometimes you gotta talk louder. There's the entertainment system right there. Speakers. I should have taken that out, I guess. Turned it off. Speakers are still on. Anyway, there. Anyway, take it off of there. There is the ceiling. It's a corrugated something or other we talked about.
Polycarbonate.
It's kind of rough. There's the window closed with Mia. And there's the other window. We bought antique windows, put them in.
Antique is probably being generous. Old.
Well, this is antique glass. Anyway, old glass. You can see the little, plenty of little ripples in it. Stuff.
The dirt.
Ta-da! Okay. Keep moving. Here's how we close the door. Shut. And we can walk on it. Alright. Inside this room is about 10 feet by 5.5 feet. There's some tools. So that's what's going on here. We've left some room outside for a deck. We haven't put the rails up yet, so don't fall off.
I'm sweeping.
We're looking down. There's a mosquito. Here's the pulley system again, which I don't know, I find a little bit too much pleasure with this thing.
Bring on up. There's the strap. It's this neat strap. It's all Velcro system. I loaded up maybe over 100 pounds of wood at some point with this, just this strap. It's a neat thing. Anyway, send it back down. I had to climb up on this ladder to get up to put some of this roofing on up 8 feet. And this is us looking down. It's a long way. There's some of the railing we're going to use for the deck. Some more wood. So there's still stuff to be done. I think tomorrow, though, being the one of the last full days we have here, might have to focus some on things like cleaning up quite a bit. Okay, now these, you can see these. Let me swat this mosquito. You see these metal plates? There's dust covering that one. You see that metal plate there? The platform rests on these metal plates on our giant beam. And it just rests on that. It's not attached to this tree. Like, I keep saying this, but I don't know if you're getting this. It's not attached to this tree. It's only resting on the structure.
Interested.
It's only resting on the support structure. And this is cord in the way. These are giant lag screws. One here, and then one further down. That hold everything up, basically. they're gigantic, and treehouse builders and other
crazy people,
you know, in book and websites assured me that these things will hold up lots. It seems like wherever I want to film, I get a broom. What's the deal?
Sweeping before you.
That's the other one. There's some more support beams. There's one coming up this side. I'm going to put one on the other side going up. You know, just to give you a little more peace of mind when you're up here. Okay, you get the idea? What did I leave out here?
Nothing. Can you do a short version?
We did sort of a lightweight structure here with using a lot of 2x2s, and the a lot of my goal on building from up, you know, beyond the platform was to try to get lighter in some ways. So we tried that by getting a lot of smaller wood, 2x4s, things that I don't know, that aren't going to have to hold anything up. So the things holding the treehouse up had to be pretty hardcore, as you can imagine. Okay. So that's it. I hope I can edit this down to where it's not... Well, because I know sound editing, I don't know video editing that well.
This one and one other.
I'm having that.
International, no, the other one. Ballpark.
Well, I just asked Carrie again if you
need more flames.
Remember, I asked him the other day if he'd build the treehouse again after seeing all the costs and all the work. He said probably not. Well, today's saying probably he would.
You said probably.
Well, after all the work and all the money, it just seemed like if I'd known it was going to be so
complicated and so sort of took so much time.
See, and I guess it's funny, but now it just seems like, oh yeah. It's going to be so complicated that there's no way that you can actually pull this off, and then you're doing it, and I'm thinking, okay, all we have to do is throw money at it, and it'll happen. Like, it didn't
seem... That was the car. The car, too.
And then the car, then we had to get the car fixed.
Are you videotaping?
I am. Because I want to get a nice candid conversation about the treehouse so I can use.
So this is about the treehouse, Rachel. So
okay. I think the treehouse rocks.
Yeah.
That's my comment. We don't want it to rock too much.
Sorry.
I was impressed. Okay. When you started, when I saw the pictures online of the braces. Yeah, I told Mia this afternoon. I was like, damn.
Those look really good.
I do.
Braces?
That's when I thought. Yeah, the triangle braces that you've bolted to the tree.
Yeah.
That's when I thought, ooh, maybe he's actually going to pull this off. Yeah. Pull this off is wrong, but maybe I realized the caliber of treehouse was entirely different than what I had originally envisioned.
You see, it's kind of... Oh, go ahead.
My thing was that it was so high.
Mm. It's still so high.
But with the proper ladder,
you here, Mike, you're the dad of the children. And you know, and we did build it with the children in mind, kind of, but obviously as my sister says, it is neurosurgical.
I've got to do my hot dog.
Does it feel safe enough for you for them to be up there? Especially, I mean, obviously now with supervision.
I think once a railing is up and a ladder that is a little more stable.
Am I taking your heat?
No.
I think it should be just fine.
Yeah.
And I think initially we probably want some sort of railing along the ladder, but maybe kids get older, that won't be as needed.
Well, you know what they show on the ladder in the book is like a railing that's actually quite low. Like it's little PVC pipe with spacers, and that so that you can really just grab on. I thought
right.
That was kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't need to. It's not like it needs to be like a stairway kind of.
Right. The PVC pipe. I can actually see how that could work out quite well, and you'd just have to drill out a hole big enough to slide the PVC pipe through.
Dude. Get the camera on my face.
It's got like a PVC pipe, and then it's got a little space underneath it every so often so that it's just raised off and you're just holding on.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I hit a rock and it was like high up.
Yeah, I know that the one
follows beauty, baby.
I know, well, and clearly it's just a saying.
It is truth.
A single rail on our kids' playhouse. Mm-hmm. But it's not anywhere near as tall. Yeah. Holly.
I found out that in Canada they didn't know that smoke followed beauty. So if you're Canadian and you hear this.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's heard Canadians, we asked. Or, you know.
Yeah.
The two that are here.
25%
report
census poll.
Report to have never heard smoke follows beauty. And
beauty was a horse. And also, what is that whole thing around? On your way. If it rains on your wedding day, you'll have a good marriage. But really, that's just to make you feel better.
Is that a saying?
Well, it's like a superstition.
No, apparently it's not.
Yeah,
no.
Well, you see how true that is.
It stopped afterwards.
No, I have
to admit that. Had a migraine on our wedding day. Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'm sure we have a
migraine on your wedding day. Yeah. Headache for the rest of your life.
You know what? It's nice to see
What did you think of the treehouse, Sadie?
I liked it.
Yeah, I like Star Wars.
Freaky,
like
but...
a little bit high?
A little freaky?
A little bit high. Just a little bit.
A little bit high. Kind of freaky.
But a real type.
Does it look like fun?
It's a little
fun. You like it better when there's a railing?
Does it go in?
Yeah.
And a real ladder.
But the light goes whoop and whoop.
It's like not as springy.
Really cool.
Yeah, and well, not it actually sticks on.
No, it doesn't go in.
It's
one that's attached.
Like
yeah,
it looks like in the dark. That's what Uncle Carrie says.
Okay, we'll get there.
Can I have some quinoa salad?
A lot of work.
Sam, got a question for you.
Because you like the Bad Boys.
What do you think of the treehouse?
Hey, can I have
a bowl, please, Sammy?
I don't think I can tell you how much.
Can I have a spoon?
Do you like it?
May I have a spoon, please?
What? Then how come I can't tell you about it? I like it too much, but I can't tell you how much I can.
Which part that you like the most?
Wow. You like it too much to put into words?
The worst
verse. Okay.
Yeah. Another spoon and bowl.
The
please?
Ladder that's not attached.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, we got to work on
that. And the pulley is my favorite.
I like the pulley a lot too. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things.
He wanted a pulley on his playhouse, but
yeah,
I think having it here will be
will
wonderful.
Suffice.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to get. I want to get kind of a plain-looking Trader Joe bag to be the bag that can go on the pulley.
Why a Trader Joe one?
Off on something else.
It's a nice sturdy bag.
Because it's a nice sturdy bag.
And it's
you can hoist.
Trader Joe. Yeah. Yeah.
Trader Joe.
Yar.
Daddy,
where's my stick?
They were both right there.
They must have Trader Joe's around, like, in Seattle or something.
They've got one
they
here
do
in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Lakewood?
Oh, there it is.
On the way to Lakewood.
UP.
UP. University of Place.
Oh yeah.
Burger.
So that's UP. Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing local talks.
Discriminating evidence.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all about another time. About the cheating spot in its early prime. If the memory is all. Just open your eyes, cause you can never go back. Yeah, I laugh at what we become. And I smile the way things have gone. Try to pick the man up from his knees. Try.
This is a video cam, so I think it's a video as I go.
Yeah, that I love the scenery.
I'm all the way up here.
Oh, wow, you're
really up. Now I'm putting the railing up. So what do you think?
It's beautiful. It's going to be fun. I'm going to sleep in it.
Good.
I said, if so, a real hot night, June might find me over here one morning in my sleeping bag.
That's good. It's so much fun now.
I'll have June come up here and...
Yeah, have a camp out.
Yeah.
Just don't make a fire.
No. I don't think so.
Good.
Are you going to do a rope ladder?
I don't think so. I think we're going to have a big wood ladder coming up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it looks safer that way.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so a few more of these. I don't want to go home.
I know it. I don't want to
be so sad leaving this time.
And I'm sorry for not letting the dog in the backyard, but she's eating the bird seed.
Oh, that's why I saw bird seed
in
her poop. Yeah.
Poo-poo.
Had to pick it up in Tacoma. I was like, where is she getting the bird seed? Okay, well, this is it. The last few minutes in the treehouse before we have to go.
And can I tell the listeners at home what you did to your finger?
I went, climbed down the ladder and was down toward the last three rungs, which is where I could safely hop off, you know. But then my finger was caught between, I don't know, something in the ladder
and the nail, it got, what's the word?
Ripped right out.
Well, the nail about got ripped out. And so my nail looked extra long, and I was like, ah! So then I sort of pulled my finger back, and then the skin back, and then it came back into place. It was bleeding all over. And now it hurts like heck, so I kind of rendered that finger useless. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's get some more video down below.
Here.
But we've got some railing up, but this is where we got to stop. I think we got a heck of a lot done, considering it looks. Got the nice neighbor over here. He's about to take a dead tree down, which is beside the treehouse. This tree right here is dead. So worried that it could come down. If it came down, it could come down on the treehouse. We're gonna take that off.
Plus, we don't really like trees.
And that's about it. Gotta climb down. So goodbye for now. Okay, hey, I know I've tested your patience here today on Exquisite Corpse Radio listening to my treehouse documentary, but thanks for dropping by and listening. Got to get some business here coming up and play a bunch of PSAs and promos, things that I didn't get to during the show, but I wanted to present this all in one big chunk of a documentary that it is. In this documentary, you heard my wife Mia interviewing me a lot of the time there. I think she's got a good voice for radio. What do you think? You heard my real name. So that's out of the bag. If you want to take a look at the treehouse, look me up at on Facebook. Bleek Swinney. That's BLEEKSWINNEY. Now, if it helps you remember, you just think Swinney the Pooh. Okay? Bleek Swinney, not Sweeney. And you heard my mother in this podcast or whatever it is. You heard my nephew David. You heard my brother-in-law Mike, my sister Tammy, their kids Sadie and Sam. You heard our local friend Rachel in there. You heard the neighbor Betty, and you heard our dog Polly in this documentary thing. The songs that were presented in this broadcast were Anna Brunn with Treehouse Song. You heard some U2 from the Boy album, Shadows and Tall Trees. Nina Nastasia did Treehouse Song as well. A different version of, it's a different song. Dream Syndicate did Forest for the Trees. Just snippets of that song. And right now we're hearing Moon Duo and Up in the Trees. Let's hear more of this song, and then play a bunch of PSAs and stuff that we didn't get to for a while. All right, this has been Exquisite Corpse Radio with Bleek on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This audio may be edited down further, since it was pretty long-winded, I think. So it may be edited down further and presented as a podcast on famousfor15people.com. So stay tuned. Check that out. Turns out, I've just looked at my finger today after taking a bandage off and all that, and it does look like it is indeed broken.
Ew.
After the, not at the knuckle, but just right where the nail is. I think the bone in there is definitely broken. It's small. It's not good. It's not good. All right. Thought I'd catch up on little facts of a disgusting nature. Okay, stay tuned. Thunderbird Radio Hell comes up at 9 o'clock.
beautiful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Courts on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Quirks at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and Beetroot Magazine Triple Doggy dare you to try to survive a nautical disaster on Friday, August 27th. Proven dance party maestros Super Cassette and Humans will be on board the Abitibi, departing from the Plaza of Nations at 7 p.m. sharp and returning by 10 p.m. for an after party at the Cobalt with DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, My Gay Husband, Genie, and DJ Zia. Buy your ticket in advance at clubzone.com, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu. For more information, visit CITR.ca. See you on board.
If it makes noise, it has